We're continuing to track Hurricane Joaquin, which is crossing the central and southeastern Bahamas today. Joaquin is now moving northward and picking up speed. Brian Norcross is senior hurricane specialist at the Weather Channel. And Brian, we're now hearing that the hurricane is not expected to make landfall in the U.S. So what can we expect from Joaquin over the next few days?
Well, Joaquin is behaving very well at the moment. It's going to move, we think, with significant confidence. We never say absolutely for sure until it moves on by, but we think with significant confidence that the worst of the hurricane is going to stay offshore of the U.S. and move between the American East Coast and Bermuda on off into the North Atlantic. But as we've been talking about this week, there were actually two weather systems in play, and the one over the East Coast is going to be significant, and I think because it doesn't have a name, that people probably are not paying as much attention to it as they should.
And is that related to the fact that there's a big Category 4 hurricane out there, or is that unrelated?
Well, initially, it's unrelated. The high-pressure system that sprawls across Canada is actually extraordinarily strong. High-pressure system is like a big mound of air, and then you have two low-pressure systems down to the south. One is the hurricane, and another one is over Georgia, South Carolina. And so the air flows between the high, this mountain of air, and the well that is the low-pressure system, and that flowing air is going to just push into the east coast of the U.S. here, and it's going to start later today, peak over the weekend, and last into early next week. So we'll probably have seven or eight high tide cycles with this big push of wind pushing the ocean up against the coast. And then on top of that, we're going to have torrential rain, epic rain in some places, we think, in the southeast, concentrated on South Carolina, but affecting North Carolina and a little part of Georgia as well.
Yeah, I've seen reports that there could be 1 to 2 feet of rain in the Carolinas.
That's the forecast. I mean, it's unbelievable. It looks like things are just coming together in just the right way to focus this tropical moisture into South Carolina and the border areas. The hurricane comes into play in that it's part of this big area of low pressure, so that exacerbates the wind, but also some of the moisture feeds out of the hurricane and into the southeast that actually exacerbates the rain. But then as the hurricane moves north and the high pressure moves out of the way, then the wind is actually caused more by the hurricane being well offshore. So it extends the wind event into early next week. So this it's kind of a 1-2-3 thing with three weather systems that all gang up to make an extended period here of nasty weather in the eastern U.S.
And is this likely to be the last hurricane that we see pass by in the Atlantic, or are we still deep into hurricane season?
Well, we're certainly on the downswing here. It's not impossible at all to have October hurricanes. You don't have to think back that far to Hurricane Sandy,
right?
Which certainly was a landmark hurricane. And 10 years ago, Hurricane Wilma came along at the very end of October. So it can happen. It's not my phrase, but it's the right phrase. It's not over until it's over.
Brian Norcross, senior hurricane specialist with the Weather Channel, with an update on Hurricane Joaquin, which looks like it is going to stay out to sea. Although, as Brian says, people along the East Coast not out of the woods just yet. Brian, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Jeremy. Thanks.